This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here's Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. Joining us is John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. John, I'm sorry for being 10 minutes late. We had a technical issue here in the studio. It's great to be with you. We'll just keep you for a few minutes. But Nolan Arenado arrived on campus. He never left. He's under contract with the Cardinals. This isn't like the NFL, as you mentioned in a previous media session, where you have walkouts or holdouts. Mm-hmm. He is a Cardinal. How did it go? Take me to your visit with him and how things are going for Nolan today.
Well, yeah, a couple things. I mean, obviously it really did sort of like occupy a lot of our attention over the off season. And I think a lot of people were speculating that we would get something done. And, you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. But when I say it that way, I kind of feel like, what are we thinking about? Because, you know, having Nolan on the club is still exciting. And ultimately, having an all-star third baseman is not the worst thing in the world. So, you know, over time, we'll see how this works. But I will say this, my meeting with him this morning went great. Talked to him on the phone a few days ago. So I kind of understood that this wasn't going to be as awkward as I maybe was anticipating. And overall, I think he's happy to be back in Florida, happy to be putting on his jersey. And, you know, I think he, stepped on the dirt today. So he was excited about that, took some swings. Looks like he's in really good shape. And I think he's highly motivated to, you know, change his career arc. So, you know, we'll see how things play out. But, early impressions were very positive.
Yeah, I don't doubt his motivation. He is something else when it comes to putting a lot on his plate and preparing, and he creates a lot of firepower in the lineup, no doubt. If there is a top-shape Nolan Arenado, it does obviously raise the question of the youth movement. It's a little early to start making claims as to where you're going to go there, but certainly the flexibility of moving Nolan Gorman around, I would think, would be appealing to get him the at-bats he needs.
Yeah, I think that's right. Definitely got to challenge the coaching staff to figure out what that looks like and hopefully strike that right balance. But, we went into this year knowing that we wanted to give Gorman a shot at, you know, getting 550 plate appearances and see what we have. So guys downstairs are looking at that, trying to understand how that would play out. But overall, that's the goal, and that's what we'll focus on.
What else has your attention now that we can put that aside? What is your number one goal here in spring training from your view, John, as you look at this 2025 club?
Well, I think the key is to really get an understanding of what our lineup's going to look like, who's in center, who's in right. Ultimately, when you look back to last year, we had some offensive struggles. We had a hard time consistently putting up runs. We played in a lot of one-run games, a lot of tight games. So I think we put a lot of pressure on our pitching, on our defense, And will we have the ability to see some of these young hitters take that step forward and be that impact bat that we think they're capable of doing? And if we do, should be a fun team to watch. If we don't, then it's probably going to look a lot like last year. So hopefully some guys take that step forward and we're able to consistently score runs.
And right now, this minor league development, I am looking forward. I won't be down there until March 9th. But when I do, I do plan to roam the backfields a little bit and just kind of see how everything starts to come together. That is a long process, though, isn't it, Mo? I mean, it's not something that just – you don't just say you're going to change the way the Cardinals develop players and it just happens overnight. I mean, this is something that is going to be in the works.
That's right. And it's not an overnight fix. It's going to require time. Obviously, you're going to see a lot of new faces when you're back there because we have added a lot of new coaches. But, you know, ultimately, it's not that much different from where we once were, so I don't think it's going to look dramatically different. But, you know, leveraging technology and some of the modern innovations we've seen in the game, hopefully we can take advantage of that, you know, even in the early returns, if you will. So I do think from that standpoint, for people that are prospect hounds and love watching how the sauce is made, it'll be a fun experience for them on those backfields.
Thank you very much for the time this morning. Sorry for being late, but as always, you come through for us on Sports on a Sunday Morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Tommy. See you.
See you later. President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak on KMOX. Bernie Miklas is coming next. We'll be right back from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.